we have to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes? And you all know that it's a big mitzvah, especially on the night of the Seder. Right? Any arguments about that? Somebody think otherwise? No. Okay. So, let me read to you from the Haggadah, which you're all very familiar with. Afilu kulanu chachamim. Even if we all are?
Wise men.
Very wise people. Kulanu nevinim. We all have a lot of understanding. Kulanu yedim es hateira. We all know the whole Teira. So even if we're very smart, kinderlach from Cheder Chabad, and we spent much time over the last few weeks learning about the Haggadah, yeah? Mitzvah aleinu, it's a mitzvah, lesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah for us to story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number one. So what's the first statement we make in the Haggadah? That it is a
mitzvah.
Statement number two, v'chol hamar b'lesaper, and anybody who doesn't just tell the story, but tells it. What does it mean, hamarbe? A lot, explains it, spends time on it. Don't just knock off the Haggadah and read it through quickly, but you're going to share all the Divrei Torah, all the brilliant things that your teachers taught you, and with your guests and your family, right? You'd be marbe l'saper. Chol hamarbe, harei zeh, meshubach. This is praiseworthy, and we have the famous teaching in Ayim Yoim, that harei zeh meshubach, that zeh refers to a special part of the neshama, and that the zeh, that the very, very special part of the neshama becomes meshubach, becomes upgraded, becomes more beautified, becomes more developed. Yes? So what are the two things we say over here? Number one?
Mitzvah.
Number two?
Mitzvah.
It's meshubach if?
Mitzvah.
A marbe. So we have a mitzvah and we have marbe. After that, we have a ma'isa in the Haggadah. And the ma'isa is with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi, Rabbi Kibbe, Rabbi Tarfon. What was the unique part of each of these people? What does the Rebbe say in the Haggadah? Every kind of Yid. A Yid that you would think maybe because his ancestors, because his avos were Levim, they weren't part of the Shibud, they weren't enslaved in Mitzrayim, that they wouldn't be responsible to tell the story. Because they weren't really avodim, they weren't really slaves. Or a ben gadim like Rabbi Akiva, whose ancestors, whose great grandparents were not Jewish, so they for sure were not in Mitzrayim. Nonetheless, what do we say?
Okay.
So this is called a ma'aser rav. It's a very important concept. What's the concept? That when a person hears a halacha, okay, you heard the halacha, but when a person saw the halacha, it becomes much more meaningful. So if somebody comes and he says to you, I saw how the Rebbe did such and such a mitzvah, then it's not even a question, because we saw the Rebbe do it. Here's how the Gemara is telling us, here's what we saw the greatest Chachamim do. This is what they did. Okay. The next paragraph, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Ben Shivim Shana. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, I was like
70
years old. How old was he really?
18.
So what does it mean he was like 70 years old? Huh? Two answers. Give me one answer.
Because he became the Reish Beis Din.
Okay, so that doesn't make you 70 years old.
It wouldn't be very respectful for him to meet everybody when really everybody was a lot older than him.
But everybody was still older than him.
Because it wouldn't be respectful for someone to walk into the Beis Din and see that somebody that's so young is leading
him. 1 second. So would it be respectable for a Beis Din, for a Sanhedrin, to have a 17-year-old boy leading the Sanhedrin? So why did they choose him?
Because
he was worthy.
Yeah.
So if he's worthy, what's the problem?
It's still not respectable.
It's not respectable? Did the Sanhedrin not know that? So what did you say? His beard became white? Yeah? So he could buy shampoo and make his beard white.
No.
If you'll put shampoo in your beard and make your beard white, you'll say, I don't understand. How come I don't know tighter like somebody who's 70 years old? Answer B. Because you're not. Yeah, what's the answer? Oh, he was connected to the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi lived how many years? 52 years plus 17 years puts you in the 70th year. Who gives that answer? The Arizal. Everybody know what an iCloud is?
No.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Good, this is good. So sometimes if a computer doesn't have enough storage, sometimes the computer is able to connect remotely, wirelessly, to a different storage somewhere else. And when that happens, you have a computer that can work with more effectiveness because it's connected to another system. So basically, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became connected to a higher system. Now he was able to access a previous Gilgal. And so he had the wisdom of Shmuel HaNavi, plus the incredible Torah that he learned. So he should have been able to know the answer. Which answer was he looking for? He was looking for an answer. He said, I can't understand, I'm almost 70. What that?
If you say Shema.
If you not just say Shema. Yitzias Mitzrayim Balele. I didn't have the schus that you should be able to know where is the source that you should say the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Until Ben Zoyma came along, what did Ben Zoyma say? Kol Yimei Chayecha. It doesn't just say you should remember going out of Mitzrayim, the days of your life, it says all the days of your life. And because we have an extra word, all the days of your life, what is called coming to include?
The night.
Comes to include the night. So let me ask you a simple question. Simple question, everybody. Tonight, is it Pesach night?
No.
Do you have to say and speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim tonight?
No.
Vayomer, you have to say Shema. So tonight you have a mitzvah to speak about Yetziah Mitzrayim. Tomorrow night you have a mitzvah to speak about
Yetziah.
Last night you had a mitzvah to speak about
Yetziah.
So what's the difference between next Friday night, which is going to be a Meretz Hashem, Pesach, and tonight? Tonight I have a chiyuv, and next week I have a chiyuv, and last week I have a chiyuv. A yid has a chiyuv every single night. What's the answer?
It said in the Agada, marvelous up. You're supposed to talk about it a lot.
Oh, so the difference is just how much you talk about? You're saying the exact same thing, but it's not really a different mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah, but do it a little more. It's like having a mitzvah to do the same thing to add in doing it. It's not a separate mitzvah.
And it's not just by game. You're talking, you're saying something.
Again, so you're just saying more. It's the same mitzvah. What's the difference? If I have to mention it to you time any night of the year, what's the difference? Yeah? Okay, so one answer is there's a difference between Zecher, just mentioning briefly, or Lesaper, to tell the story. But I'm going to ask you the same question. Indeed, there's a difference between just mentioning and between telling, but it's the same mitzvah then. It's just doing the mitzvah more. It's more of the same. Is there a difference if I speak, you are beautiful Talmidim, you're so wise, you're so respectful, most of you, and it's very impressive. So if I will come home, my Balabatim will say, where were you, Rabbi, this afternoon? And say, you know, I spoke to a group of beautiful boys, Cheder Chabad. It was wonderful. They'll say, how many boys were there? I don't know, how many boys are there? 50 boys? 60 boys? 60. Says, that's very nice. And say, tomorrow I'll speak to 150 boys. Is it intrinsically different that I spoke to 50 boys today or 150 boys tomorrow? It's really a difference. Somebody said, what'd you do today? I spoke to a group of Cheder children. What'd you do tomorrow? I spoke to a group of Cheder children. It's not a different activity. It's the same thing. What's the difference if I speak to 50 or 150? What's the difference if I spoke for 15 minutes or I spoke for an hour and 15 minutes? I still did the same thing. Doing more of the same thing is not different. Do you understand the question? We have come along in the Haggadah and say, make a statement. Mitzvah aleinu lesaper. What does it mean, mitzvah aleinu lesaper? It's a mitzvah for us to tell. When are we talking about when we say mitzvah aleinu lesaper? When is that?
Pesach.
On the night of Pesach. Mitzvah, it's a special mitzvah. But in fact, on the next page of the Haggadah, or on the same page, it turns out it's a mitzvah every single night. And you're giving me these answers, well, it's a mitzvah every night, but now it's a mitzvah to do it more. But it's the same mitzvah. Do you understand the question? I'm going to tell you today, Kinlach, an amazing chiddush from the Rebbe. An amazing chiddush, an incredible idea. And I will bet that a lot of people you'll tell this over to, even at your own Seder, might not even know what I'm going to tell you today. But you have to listen very, very carefully. You have to listen really well. I guarantee you, if you don't listen well, you're not going to catch it. Okay. I want to read to you from the Sefer called Mishneh Torah. Who wrote Mishneh Torah?
Rambam.
What did the Rambam do that was unique, that was special, that was different? The Rambam took the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, all the Mesichtes of Gemara, and he put it into a new system. The Shisha Sidri Mishnah, the six orders of the Mishnah, the Rambam took the entire Shas and he put it into a new system. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Safra, Sifri, Mechilta, all the writings of the Chachamim from the time of the Mishnah. Everything in one new system. How many books does the Rambam have in his system, by the way? 14 books. So you know, there's a Meseches which is called, it talks about Pesach. What's the Meseches called? Meseches Pesachim. So let me ask you a question. How many Rosh Hashanah are there?
Four.
What's the Masechta called? Why isn't it called Rosh Hashanim? Or Rosh Hashanah? There's four Rosh Hashanah. What is the Masechta that talks about Yom Kippur called?
Yuma.
Yuma. Why not Yumais? What is the Masechta that talks about Sukkah called?
Sukkah.
Why not Sukkahs? Why is Pesachim Pesachim? And Sukkah is Sukkah, Yuma is Yuma, Shabbos is Shabbos, it should be Shabbosais. It should be Sukkahs. Why is it Pesachim? So the answer is that once upon a time, there was two separate Mesichtes. There was Pesach Aleph and Pesach Beis. What did Pesach Aleph talk about?
Carbon.
Talked about Chametz and Matzah. What did Pesach Beis talk about? It talked about the Korban Pesach. In the Rambam system, he redivided it. He took the halachas which are relevant to chametz and matzah, and he put it in the book which is called Zmanim, which means special times. How does Zmanim start off? Hilchas Shabbos, and then we go to Hilchas Yom Tov. We go to Hilchas Yom Kippurim, right? We go to different things. Shvi'is also. The Rambam goes to all the different special times of the year. So the Rambam, the only difference is, originally, in Pesach Beis, it talked about Korban Pesach, and the Seder was in the back part, the second part of the Masechta. Who knows why? What do you do at the Seder? You eat the Korban. But in today's day and age, unfortunately, till Mashiach comes, you don't have a Korban. So where did the Rambam put the halachas of the Seder? In the front with Chametz and Matzah. So let me read to you the beginning of Perek Shvi, the seventh halacha, chapter, the first halacha. Everybody please listen closely because the Rambam is going to say something very unusual now. Mitzvahs, I'm going to read the words in Lashon HaKedesh and I want you to translate. Mitzvahs asei shel Torah. Translate.
Mitzvahs asei Torah.
A positive mitzvah of the Torah. Very good. Lesaper. Benisim, which is miracles, v'niflois, and
the
wonders, shanasu la'aviseinu b'mitzrayim. When should we tell this? When should we do this mitzvah? B'leil chamisha asar b'nisan. On the night of the 15th of Nisan. When is the night of the 15th of Nisan?
Pesach.
How do we know? Shenemar, because it says, Zachar. Remember, es hayoim asher, that the day that yotzosem you went, mi mitzrayim. What should you remember? The day that you went out of Mitzrayim. How did the Rambam start off the halacha? It's a mitzvah lesaper to tell what? Nisim, plural. Niflaos, miracles, many miracles. Plural, how many wonders?
Few.
Many wonders. Shanasa, that was done la'aveseinu, where? Where? Bimitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, what's the pasuk? What's the proof of the pasuk? That you should tell the story of the miracles and wonders that happened where?
In Mitzrayim.
In Mitzrayim. Because the pasuk says, remember the day you left Mitzrayim. Again, the Rambam says, tell the story of the miracles and the wonders. Miracles and wonders, yes?
Many.
That happened where?
In Mitzrayim.
Because the pasuk, because the verse in the Torah says, you should remember the day that?
You went out of Mitzrayim.
Yeah, which miracle happened on that day?
Yamsof.
The Yam Sof happened 7 days later, last time I checked. Which miracle happened on the day we left Mitzrayim?
Huh? Matzah.
The matzah didn't rise. Where did the matzah not rise?
In the desert,
not in Mitzrayim, in Sukkos. So the Rambam says you should remember Nisim and Niflois. You should remember Nisim and Niflois, miracles and wonders that happened where? In Mitzrayim. What's the proof that you should remember miracles and wonders in Mitzrayim? What's the proof? Because it says in the pasuk you should remember what?
The day
The day you went out of Mitzrayim. Do you think this will live a contradiction? What's the proof from the Pasuk? How do you know from this Pasuk that you should tell the story of miracles and wonders? How does that prove anything? On the contrary, the Pasuk says you should remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to talk about
in Mitzrayim.
The miracles in Mitzrayim. And now it's going to get even more interesting. K'moisha Nemar, like it says, Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos. You know how we know it's a mitzvah to tell the story of what happened in Mitzrayim? Because it says, Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos. What does that have to do with anything? What does Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos have to do with going out of Mitzrayim? How does the Rambam prove, because it says, remember the day you left Mitzrayim, how does the Rambam prove from this Pasuk that you should tell Nisim, which is? Miracles. Niflois, which is? Where?
In Mitzrayim.
How do you know that? I'll tell you how you know that, because it says in the Pasuk, remember Shabbos. Really? The Rambam brings two Pesukim, and the Pesukim don't seem to make any sense to us. One Pasuk says, remember when you went out of Mitzrayim. The second Pasuk says, remember Shabbos. That sounds a little funny to you? What is the Rambam saying? He's talking about the mitzvah we just read about in the Haggadah. It's a mitzvah when on the night of?
Pesach.
Different than the mitzvah of last night and tonight and every night of the year. Every night of the year we have one kind of mitzvah. On the night of Pesach, on the night of the Seder we have? A different kind of mitzvah. What's a different kind of mitzvah? But every day you remember going out of Mitzrayim. We just said before, it's just L'saper, so it's more of the same. It's not a different mitzvah. And what's the proof? Because it says in the Pasuk, you should remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim. You understand the question? It's a gewaltic question, no? So there's two questions now we have. Question number one is we're trying to understand what's special about the mitzvah to tell the story on the night of? Different, I can use a fancy English word, but it's important. And it's called intrinsic. What's the intrinsic? What's the atzmiyus thing of different? What's the atzmiyus thing of difference? A little piece of bread, a big piece of bread. Is there really a difference between the two? They're both bread. One is a little piece, and one is a big piece. This guy, this baker, made a bread looks like a bagel, and the other bread is a giant bagel. Is it really different? This is a bigger size, that's all. It's the same bagel. A bagel is a bagel. Bread is bread. How big it is? Is that the difference? But if one is a cake and one is a bread, the difference. But I'm asking you the question. It's not really one is a cake and one is bread. It's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah is going out of Mitzrayim. Talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the same mitzvah. How can it be a separate mitzvah? And the second question is, what in heaven is the Rambam talking about when he says, remember Shabbos? So the Rebbe shows us an amazing medrash. And once we learn this medrash, the Rebbe says this is the key to unlocking two problems. Number one, what the Rambam meant. And when you'll see what the Rambam meant, Kindalach, you'll all of a sudden understand what you have to do on the night of Pesach that you never have to do any other night of the year. Totally different kind of mitzvah. The night of the remembering of Yetzias Mitzrayim every night and the remembering of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach is a totally, totally different mitzvah. Okay. This is what the Medrash says. Does anybody not understand before I go further? Am I making you bored? You don't understand something?
Why did they not say that? Wasn't the miracles one of the things that
Wasn't the Makkos one of the miracles of Mitzrayim? Yes, the Makkos were the miracles of Mitzrayim. Okay, so the Rambam seems to say you should tell that story. So the Medrash Rabba says in Parshas Bo, in Zayin, the Medrash says like this. V'amarti lehem liYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking that the Eibershter said that he should tell the Yidden. Who are you drawing, me or somebody else? Is it helping you understand the Rambam? So put the pen down. What's with you? I'm almost as busy as you. I came here special to share a few words of Rambam with you. It's not nice. V'amarti lohem says the Medrash Lizkeres Yema Shabbos. You should remember the day of Shabbos. Says the Medrash, what does it mean to remember the day of Shabbos? What do you have to remember on Shabbos? What are you remembering on Shabbos?
That
Zecher l'maise bereishis. To remember maise bereishis. When did Shabbos happen? On which day?
Seven.
Which days are we remembering?
Seven.
The 6 days. The maise bereishis. Shenemar zecher yom Shabbos. That you have to remember Shabbos. So when a Yid remembers Shabbos, what's he really remembering?
Six days.
He's not remembering that Hashem rested on the seventh day. Only is remembering that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Hashem that created the world in. Says the Medrash, Kach ha-yuzeichra ma-nisim shosisa lechem b'mitzrayim. Just like you remember on Shabbos. What do you remember on Shabbos?
The 6 days
that Hashem worked to create the world. What should you remember on about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Ha-nisim shosisa lechem b'mitzrayim. The nisim that I made for you
in Mitzrayim.
Vizichru, and remember, liyoyim sheyetzasim isham, and remember the day that you went out. In other words, Kindalach, what is the Medrash telling us? When we remember that the day of Shabbos is holy, and we say, Zachnas yom Shabbos lekache, we make Kiddush, and we speak about Shabbos, we say, Vayichul HaShemayim Va'aretz, what are we really remembering? That the Eibishter rested on the seventh day? Or that? Huh?
He worked
6 days before. We're remembering Maaseh Bereishis. The Medrash says also the same thing. When you talk about going out of Mitzrayim, what should you really be remembering?
The
Avdos, the slavery
in
Mitzrayim. Now go back to look inside the Rambam when you see this Medrash. The Rambam say it's a mitzvah l'saper. It's a mitzvah to tell a story. What story should we tell? Nisim v'niflois. Somebody give me an example of Nisim and Eflois. Give me an example, yes. The Makos. Right there, you have enough to talk about, a whole night to talk about the Makos. It says in a Sefer called Yosei Shedish Vaveda, in the night of the Pesach, Ayid should talk as much as possible about the Makos. Describe each Makos, what happened and how it happened, and we do that when we start to learn the Haggadah. Minayim shekol mako maka. How much was the maka? Was it one maka? Was it four makas? Was it five makas? And we have a famous ritva, and the Rebbe explains it. And what does it mean, all these things? We're talking about the makas. Why? Because when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, we're not only talking about the fact that we went out of Mitzrayim. What are we talking about? How we went out of Mitzrayim. The things that happened before we went out of Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says that's meaning of Zachar Asayim Asher Yitzasem. What does it mean to remember the day that you went out? Just like to remember the day you went out. He says, look, Zachar Asayim Shabbos Lekache. When you remember Shabbos, what are you remembering?
The six days
before. The same word the Torah uses when it comes to remembering going out of Mitzrayim. What should you remember when you go out of Mitzrayim? What happened before? So now let's go back to the first question. What's the difference between mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim tonight and mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim in Mirtz Hashem on Leila Seder? What's the difference? Tonight when we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, what are we going to mention? That we went out of Mitzrayim. At the night of the Seder, what are we going to talk about? It's a mitzvah not only to talk about that we went out of Mitzrayim, it's a mitzvah to talk about
how
we went out of Mitzrayim. The dom, the age, the simris asham, the blood, the smoke, the fire, the whole story of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Aviseinu, our ancestors, our babas and zaydas, our grandparents, out of Mitzrayim. And that's a totally different mitzvah, Kindlach. That's not like a little bagel and a big bagel. It's not telling the same story. A whole year, we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the night of Pesach, we have to tell the story of how we went out of Mitzrayim. And that's why we fill up our glass and we start saying, Dom, we pour off a little bit of wine. And then we say, Tzfardeya, pour off a little bit of wine. What are we commemorating? What happened with the Makkos? That Hashem destroyed our enemies. That Hashem took vengeance on all those who harmed the Yiddish Kindalach. Pour out a little wine. And then what else do we do? We say we eat maror. What's the maror? They made our lives bitter. Right? They made our lives bitter. What is that talking about? That's not talking about going Adam and Simon. That's talking about being.
Immature.
And why do we have to have charesis on the table? One day in the Mishnah says it's a mitzvah to eat charesis. Why have to have charesis?
The bricks,
the mortar. We don't have bricks and mortar. We don't have building materials when Adam and Simon. We stopped working 9 months before. Stop working at Rosh Hashanah. Because we have to tell the story in the night of Pesach, not only that we went out of Mitzrayim, but the story of
going
the Galus Mitzrayim. how can the last amirid dike chiddush from the Rebbe? When you understand the Rambam the way the Rebbe saw it, the way the Rebbe explained it, when you go home in Meretz Hashem and you'll sit down by the Seder, you'll know you're not just saying the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim the way we do it all year. That tonight, at the night of the Seder, it's a mitzvah to take the matzah and lechem oini, dvarim sha'inim alav, and speak about the fact that we were poor and we had broken bread, broken matzah, and that we were our people who were a maschil begnus. We have to tell the story from the beginning. You want to know the story? Ah, the story starts with Avraham Avinu. And then there was a Brisbane Absorim, there was a covenant Hashem made with Avraham. Geri Yizaracha. And then there was a lover who tried to destroy us. And then Hashem saved us then, and then we went to Mitzrayim, and there was a party. We have to tell the whole story of how we became a nation, how we became a people. The Rebbe many times quoted the Maharal of Prague. The Maharal says that Yetzias Mitzrayim is like the birthday of Am Yisrael. In fact, the Rebbe said, when he talked about Mitzvah Yemeledus, the mitzvah of celebrating your birthday, the Rebbe said, where do we see the first celebration of a birthday? Pesach! Pesach, we celebrate the birthday of Am Yisrael, the Leida of Am Yisrael. But we, on the night of Pesach, we don't just tell the story of the Leida of the birth, we tell the story of how we came to be a nation, how we came to be an Am HaNivchar, the Eibush that chose us as his special kinderlach, and then later gave us the Torah, and brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and gave us the Beis HaMikdash, and enabled us to be able to go out of Mitzrayim, our own little Mitzrayim, b'chol der v'der, in every single generation. You have a question?
Well, why are we speaking about the matzah? The matzah wasn't in Mitzrayim, or...
That's a very good question. It's an excellent question. Why do you speak about the matzah? So first of all, the Ibn Ezra says that when he was in prisoner in India, they fed him matzah. And he says the prisoners were fed matzah, even though we don't know that Ibn Ezra was in India, but either he knew or somebody told him. And the reason that they ate matzah was because slaves had ate the matzah because a little bit of food keeps you going for a long time because your stomach has a hard time digesting matzah. And the other Rishonim speak about that also. So it appears that the matzah was not just what we took out, but also what we had there. And that's why we don't want to have a whole matzah because it's lechem oini. The Gemara says two interpretations, two meanings, either poor man's bread or dvarim sha'inim. You speak about it. We want a broken bread. What does broken matzah remind us of? Avdus, of slavery, not of freedom. Is another question? The Medrash says it, the Ibn Ezra says it. The Medrash? I didn't see the Medrash, if you say so. I know it's the Ibn Ezra, I know the other Rishonim speak about it. It's discussed with the Rishonim, if it's a Medrash, it's a... Huh? Mamloy is... That's for sure for the Ibn Ezra. Mamloy is collects from everyone. If it's a Medrash, that's a Chiddush to me. But anyway, the bottom line is, the idea of the broken matzah, Taka reminds us not only of going out of Mitzrayim, but also of the slavery of Mitzrayim. Kindlach, what I share with you is a gewaldig Chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush of the Rebbe. The Rebbe took a Rambam, which is really not understood, and the Rebbe explains the Rambam to us. First of all, not only the ge'inus of the Rambam, but the Rebbe explains to us a chilek halacha lemaisa. You now know an actual difference what you're supposed to do on the night of Pesach that you're not necessarily supposed to do a whole year. And this is the unique responsibility, the special mitzvah that we're mekayim together when we sit around the Seder, we got it to Levincha, where your parents will tell you and you'll ask questions, and together you'll discuss Yitzhiyam and Mitzrayim and the things that led up to it. Do you have one more question back there? Yeah? Yeah. Why? Well, Shabbos, you could remember that Hashem rested on this day. Because the Medrash says it's not just to remember Hashem rested, it's to remember. That's not the question, that's the answer. The point is, when you compare it to Shabbos, everything makes sense. That's the pshat. A lot of times, after the Rebbe finishes explaining something to you, you wonder, hey, I ever had a question. Because the Rebbe says it's so obvious, it's so pashut. Once he explains it, I say, oh, of course. What was the question? But before the explanation, the question is a very good question. You have a question.
How do we know by Shabbos they're supposed to remember the 6 days and not that?
Actually... How do we know? You know how we know? Because the Medrash tells us. Because the Medrash Taka tells us. That a whole, it has other meanings also. Rashi and Ramban say a whole week is supposed to prepare for Shabbos. But that's what the Medrash tells us. That it's a Zecher L'maisei Bereishis, means to remember all the days before. That's what the Mefarshim explained the Medrash. It's Yosef and others explained the Medrash like that. Say there.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Kindelach. It was an honor and a privilege to share words of Torah with you.